Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind that vanity plate. You know the one you saw driving down the road? What did it say? What did it mean? Why did they choose it? This week, we meet Hudson Valley, New York resident Gina Savigny, whose license plate, To Believe, represents a lot to her, but also to others. Gina founded Earth Angels Believe Foundation in memory of her mom, who passed from cancer. Gina and her team have raised over $250,000 for Relay for Life. In addition, Gina's foundation supports local families battling cancer through their fundraising efforts, including live concerts in the Hudson Valley. Learn about Gina, her foundation, and the inspiration behind it. And stay tuned till the end. We talk about how Gina went from afraid to ask for donations to fearless in her efforts to raise money. This lesson will help anyone who faces fear when taking on something scary and new. You can support Earth Angels Believe Foundation or request support by visiting www.earthangelsbelieve.com. Let's dive right in. Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm here this week with Gina Savigny from the Hudson Valley. Her license plate is To Believe. It has a very special meaning for her, and I'm so glad to have you. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is awesome. We met actually in kind of a weird connection. You were doing a benefit concert.
Yes.
And Cersei, one of my previous guests, was one of the performers, and I'd been introduced to them through another referral, so I'd never met them in person, and after we had the interview, I thought it would be really fun to see them perform live, and they said, well, you know, we happen to be in your area performing this coming weekend. I went on the Facebook page. I was trying to figure out how to get tickets. You answered immediately, said, we'll work it out. I can get you the tickets today. And I was just blown away by your customer service and your response time. So tell me a little about your license plate, the story behind it, and how concerts fit in.
Okay, so my license plate, To Believe, the number two, the word believe is all over my house, my classroom, and it started when I was a teenager with my mom Rose Marie. Who is the reason why we do our fundraising and have our foundation. So Mary Engelbrecht is a writer and artist, and my mom gave me a plaque that said, Believe. That was the first thing. And from there, birthdays and holidays, the word Believe was on everything, and now it's my students and my family. When they see the word believe on anything, they go, I thought of you, I thought of you. So I had to get the license plate. And it's really, when someone asks me, what does it mean, believe? I say, whatever you want it to mean, whatever you believe in. You just have to believe in something, and it doesn't matter what it is.
I love that. And, you know, I love that it's Mary Engelbrecht. My sister is a huge fan and has been since she was a kid. And you were pretty close with your mom.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I don't know how to even describe my mom, except she went through a lot growing up, losing both her parents at a young age to cancer, but was just never complained. And she was diagnosed very young with cancer. And she went through treatment and went into remission for 12 years, which is remarkable. It did come back, however, aggressively. And at the time that it came back, we decided we were going to start a team for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, which is the largest fundraiser in the world. It's their signature event. And we didn't work the word believe in right away, but we did name ourselves the Earth Angels because my mom worked for an environmental group, and her mission was to really preserve land and air and water. And so we used to call her the Earth Angel for 20 years, actually longer. My goodness, almost 24 years now. Just August, we decided, my sister Julie and I decided to form our own foundation. So we have the Earth Angels Believe Foundation. And we raise money for families in the Hudson Valley that are dealing with not only everyday bills, but medical bills because of their cancer treatments. And we also support the Relay for Life. We will always do that.
Now, you've raised a lot of money for Relay for Life over the years. Is that right?
Yes. So our team, and I have an amazing support team of 20 people who raise money within the bounds of Relay for Life, like their ideas. We sell luminary bags, and but they also come up with very creative ideas, yard sales and butterfly releases and musical events. And we've raised $250,000 for the American Cancer Society. Yes. And one of the places that receives our money is Hope Lodge. And Hope Lodge is a place where families and patients can stay for free while they're undergoing treatment. So we're proud of that. We've been first place every year.
That's amazing.
We just keep trying to outdo ourselves. So this past...
Now, I know a lot of people like to raise money and get sponsorship and donate and contribute to the causes that matter to them. I would love for you to delve a little bit more into some of those ideas. How do you get so much contribution? You said you have a team.
Yes.
But you said you also get some creative ideas as well. I'd love for you to share some advice for people who want to be able to contribute to the causes that matter to them.
Okay, so the one thing we started and we have never given up is that personal letter. So every year we have a personal letter that updates the prospective donor on what we've been doing the past year, where their money went from the year before, including research, specifically people on our team who have cancer and whatever treatment they're going through. So that letter that they receive in the mail is actually how we raise the most money. And we give options on how their money will be spent as far as a local family, specific family, a butterfly release, which is my favorite, directly to Hope Lodge or Vassar Hospital in Poughkeepsie. They have Road to Recovery program and the Look Good, Feel Better program. So they can designate it. We have done a Harley Davidson bike run with a winery. That's been great. We have another one coming up in September. There are people on our team who have family members or loved ones that are into live music. So we go to local gigs. Every owner of the restaurants and bars has just been so welcoming. We take a purple bucket and we do, okay, for the next 5 minutes, let's fill the bucket with bucks and see how much money we can raise. And we can raise $300 in 10 minutes.
Wow.
It's amazing. We've stood in the road with fire departments with a boot to have them, the cars driving by, fill up our boot. Tag sales. My son, Paul, who is now 24, when he was 5 years old, he decided he was going to do little pet rock angels. So he took little rocks and with pipe cleaners made little wings. He named them all, and for $5, people could order one with the name of a loved one and a birthday. So that was 19 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like you keep it as personal as you can, both the personal touch, sharing personal stories, and sharing, like, here's how your money will make a difference.
Yes.
I love also that you're giving people an option of what their money will do, because sometimes they do want to help a family, and sometimes they want to be part of a butterfly release, and sometimes they want to, you know, do something else. So I think that's really cool that you're keeping them connected to what their money's doing in the community.
Yes.
So it's more impactful to give.
We also rely on larger corporations with sponsorships.
So okay.
Car dealerships and restaurants and community grants.
Mm.
So it takes some time, but there are a lot of companies out there that have money specifically for nonprofit foundations that, as long as you can, you know, write the grant, which once you do one, they're not so hard. And it's exactly what the need is, especially now. because there are families who are, they've lost their jobs and they're battling cancer. So our letter this year is specific to COVID-19 and just the unexpected needs that these families have. I just got off the phone last week with somebody who went to our website, downloaded the request, was working and now is out of work and is starting a new chemotherapy that is not covered 100% by insurance. So she filled out the form, our board meets to go over it, and then we designate the money to that family. We've never, so far, we haven't turned anybody away, as long as we can continue to fundraise. So places like Panera Bread and Raymore and Flanagan have great programs for fundraising. So if you do some searching, you can find out. We've had to postpone them right now, but we're hoping to do them this summer.
Yeah, and you do a lot of live concert events like the one where we met. Can you yes. talk a little about those?
Okay, so we met prior to March 8th, but the concert that you came and got tickets for, thank you for supporting us, was March 8th at The Chance. And the great thing is these bands, our friends, these musicians, they come to us now. So at the beginning, it was a lot of asking, but we've established ourselves in the Hudson Valley and they want to help. And usually there's somebody in the band affected, they're recovering from cancer, or they have a loved one who is battling cancer. And so we line up our music, we ask for donations for raffles, and the venue, The Chance, the owner wanted to do something, and also in memory of his mom. So we're all connected and we all worked as a team. It was a lovely event. We were lucky because after that, everything was canceled after that. So we were very lucky to have it. It was truly a very special day. I mean, cancer is the toughest thing to battle, but it brings people together in a way that we all understand that we need to do more. And I've been doing, even before we started with the Relay for Life, cancer's been a part of my life, unfortunately, since I was 16 with my grandfather being diagnosed.
Wow.
And there weren't a lot of fundraisers and even a lot of talk then about it. But
you didn't really talk about cancer back then. It was like a thing that was taboo to discuss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen how far we've come with research and treatment that I wish my grandfather and my mom were actually here for. It's we've come far. You know, even though we hear more and more that people have cancer, more and more people are living with cancer. So we've progressed in medicine that we can detect cancers that I'm sure were present. But the good news is more and more people are living with cancer.
I would agree with that. There are more and more people that have survived cancer, that are cancer-free for many years, or that live with it. I have a friend who passed recently, but she lived with cancer for about 12 years.
We have a team member, if I may, tell you about. She's yes. our inspiration. Her name is Kathy. When I met her 5 years ago, she was diagnosed with fourth stage lung cancer that had metastasized to her brain. And she went through chemotherapy and radiation, and there was slight improvement, and then there was some growth in tumors. So her doctor decided to give immunotherapy a try, which is using your own genes to fight the cancer. The good news is her lungs are cancer-free because of the immunotherapy that we directly, that the Relay for Life directly, you know, raises money for research and this type of cure. So she has a small lesion in her brain, but the one thing that we've talked about is there's science and then there's her faith. So her support system is huge. And that's really what Relay for Life does too. It's a place to celebrate life, remember and honor our loved ones who have passed, but also there's so much information about support groups so that you're not alone. Mm. And she also has a positive mindset. She says, nope, I don't have cancer. She has some side effects, but she's living with it. And, you know, she really is our inspiration to have us keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Your mom is really the inspiration for you starting your organization.
Yes.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about her. What was it about her that you loved the most?
Oh my gosh. So we could talk for hours. My mom, single parent with two feisty girls, my sister Julie and I, working full time, putting us first. We didn't have a lot, but we had love. And my mom never complained. And she made sure we didn't either. And she was just always happy, smiling, funny, and took care of people always. Everybody else was first. I don't even think I realized it as much growing up as I did as an adult, that my mom put us above everything. And that's after she lost her parents at a young age. So she could have, you know, gone a different direction, and I'm mad at the world.
I loved learning about Gina's mom and her positive attitude, no matter what challenges she faced. It really sounds like she gave so much to those in her family and in her profession. Next, we talked about the fact that with COVID-19, there are still people dealing with cancer, and this foundation is still really working to help. I know so many people are struggling financially, but not everyone is. And what I'm seeing is that people who can help still are helping.
Yes.
Which is really great.
And we raise our money like $5 at a time. Mm-hmm. It just adds up. I mean, so since August, we've raised $22,000.
That's awesome.
Been amazing. Yeah.
That's really wonderful.
And that's really what we would average do for the relay. So we were able to continue to support the Relay for Life. I don't know if we'll have the big event this year. I'm hoping that we do, but we'll see what happens.
And, you know, I was just thinking about your mom and the fact that it's very sad that you lost her. And I know that your connection with her, it sounds like it was very deep, very strong, very close. But I just can't help but think of all the amazing good that has happened in her memory and how much you're honoring her life and how many people are being helped by who she was for you and wanting to keep her memory alive and do good in her name.
You can go either way, right? It can send you to a point where you're almost paralyzed. And I decided, no way. That's not what my mom would do. And she lives through my sister and I. And, you know, we say that, what would mom do? What would mom do? And, it is all for her. I mean, our shirts have our wings on the back, and she really is the wind beneath our wings. She's watching over us. She's pushing us. And I don't know. I have this faith that maybe you don't have to physically see somebody. They're there. I mean, she's there. She's there all the time. And, yeah, I remember our first Relay for Life. We're like, what are we going to do to raise money? You know, we would sit and just brainstorm. And she's like, I don't think I can ask people for money. Now we're like, okay, how much are you going to give?
Come on, you got $5. Come on.
She gave us $5. How about $6?
Yeah. Well, you know, it is true that the absolute best place to get confidence is from success. You can't really learn confidence. You have to get it from having proven that you could do something.
Right.
So the first few times you do something, it's just complete courage. There's really no confidence in place.
Right.
So, and your courage was driven, I'm sure, by you're not doing it for you. You're not doing it for anything other than to keep your mom's memory alive and honor who she was for the world. And that'll give you a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's great. It's been so nice having a chat with you and learning about your organization, your family, and of course your mom.
Thank you.
You guys are doing really great work, and I really acknowledge you for the peace of mind that you're providing families that are probably a little short on peace of mind when they're going through what they're going through. So just thank you for all that you're doing for people in the community.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And stay safe out there.
Be well.
Thanks so much, Gina.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to Trista's Plate Story Podcast to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our partners and sponsors, come see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com, and give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, please drop a review and give us a share. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.